What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 21st, 2016, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And yes, just as we go on the microphone, the server comes under attack again. There's obviously something here that somebody doesn't want you to know about. And basically, such underhanded methods are an admission. They understand they can't win an open debate on facts, logic, and law, so they have to cheat, which they think is their divine right because of some rationale in their brain. We don't care if we're right or wrong. We're going to do what we feel we need to do. We serve a higher purpose, which, by the way, has been a major part of the groupthink that has led to so many disasters in, the Iraq War and so forth. It's an endless situation. David Halberstam, when he was writing The Best and the Brightest, was talking about how these individuals that were in positions of power somehow felt that their positions gave them the right to do things that ordinary people would find objectionable because they served a higher purpose. And that was their little gross self-deception that allowed them to basically go on out and do things which, in a fair and just world, would put them in a war crimes tribunal over there in Europe. Now then, getting on to the political campaign, it is really starting to heat up between Hillary and Donald Trump, and it doesn't help Trump that the GOP leadership wants him out. Apparently, the GOP leadership is perfectly fine with putting Hillary Clinton in the White House. And they're willing to betray their own rank and file voters to do it. We'll have a little bit more on that later on here. Tavis Smiley is out there saying Hillary Clinton is taking money from Wall Street like nobody's business and still insisting that she's not going to be in anybody's pocket. That's ridiculous. Don't forget that RICO lawsuit Larry Klayman brought against the Clinton Foundation. Foreign governments that donated to the foundation got preferential treatment at the State Department. Now, Hillary does have a huge amount of money to work with. She is outspending Donald Trump $23 million to zip on an ad campaign in eight of the battleground states. And Donald Trump has now put out a call to ordinary Americans like you and I. He needs donations. And you can go to his website. We've got a permanent link from my main page, and you can donate. And the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of American politics is for all the little money to join together in bringing about a peaceful revolution to our current fascist economic dictatorship. Now, there's an interesting little article talking about double standards here over in Op-Ed News, basically saying we know Hillary Clinton broke laws that other people have been prosecuted for breaking. We know she's guilty of breaking Title 18, Section 793. She's committed the same crimes Petraeus did, for which he lost his job. Obama's campaign against whistleblowers has come down on people who have released classified information. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton, Obama is out there saying, well, there's classified and there's classified. And it's a big nothing. There's a video we have on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's sort of son of 7 minutes of Hillary Clinton lying. This one is an hour long. It's a feature film documentary of Hillary Clinton lying, deceiving, and just being Hillary Clinton in general. Now, there's a new situation that is rapidly evolving, and it has to do with former Secret Service officer Gary Byrne, who's got his new book, Crisis of Character, coming out next Monday. It's already a top seller over at Amazon. Everybody is buying this book, and we even put the link to the Amazon page on my page so you can go and get this thing. and he's trying to get all these TV interviews set up, and what we're beginning to see is the corporate media wants to blacklist this guy. They want to make him go away because he's a threat to their darling Hillary Clinton. So, Gary, if you're listening to this show, first of all, I want to have you on my show for an interview. And second, stay out of small airplanes and stay out of Fort Marcy Park. Because you are a major, major threat to Hillary. And people who are threats to Hillary have a very short life expectancy. Now, speaking of media blacklisting and cover-up, the corporate media is not covering any of these lawsuits into election fraud committed by Hillary against Bernie Sanders. They're not covering these studies that came out of Berkeley, Stanford, and Harvard, saying that Hillary could not possibly have the numbers she's got without major, widespread epidemic election fraud. And remember, some of the leaked emails that have come on out confirm the corporate media were trying to help Hillary as much as possible. And this was some of the emails that came out from Guccifer 2. Okay, now a quick little welcome to our on-air affiliates who are just now joining us. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. We're talking about Gary Byrne's new book, Crisis of Character. We're talking about the election fraud and how the corporate media is absolutely ignoring the story. There's a lawsuit in California, a separate lawsuit in San Diego, another lawsuit in Ohio that's actually covering 11 states. Now, over at nationofchange.org, they're reminding everybody there are still 2 million provisional votes that have never been counted in the California primary. There are enough of these uncounted votes to reverse the election, because most of the provisional ballots were being handed out to Bernie Sanders supporters who got caught in that voter registration snafu, where when they wanted to be no party preference, they put down independent and wound up getting a ballot for the American Independent Party. And Greg Palast is out there saying, basically, if all the votes were counted equally and fairly, Bernie Sanders would have won California. It's a crooked election. And finally, over at change.org, they're literally putting out a request to have the United Nations come on in and monitor the rest of the elections this season. And if the United Nations decides to do so, the U.S. government cannot refuse. And I think it's time that we had some kind of oversight on our elections, including that software inside those electronic voting machines, which, again, over at blackboxvoting.org, Bev Harris, have proved those electronic machines are wide open to fraud. They even had an HBO documentary about it, Hacking Democracy. If you've not seen that, hunt it down somewhere and watch that. It's an absolute disgrace and a scandal. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call. Scott in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I just was reading something fascinating in reference to the Joe Cox tragedy.
Yes.
There was something very similar to this that happened back in 2003 in Sweden.
Yes.
It was right. They were having a referendum. It's very unusual how alike these situations were. But a female politician by the name of Anna Lindh,
yes,
four days before the referendum, was stabbed to death. She was a liberal. She was stabbed to death on all dates September 11th of 2003, right before a referendum concerning the euro. And I don't know if you remember that. Remember the shooting that they had in Canada at the Parliament building?
Yes, I remember that one as well.
I think you comment on the fact that something like 20-some-odd years before that happened in Canada, almost the same exact thing, where the sergeant of arms was the hero of a parliament attack. I think it was in Toronto, their parliament, or their state or provincial government.
Well,
someone went in there.
We know that assassinations are carried out for political gain, no question. They're trying to exploit Joe Cox and play for sympathy. to bolster the Remain vote. We know that when Lind was assassinated, first of all, she was shopping in a department store and for some reason did not have her security detail with her. And they made her into a martyr to try and sway that referendum as well. Now, when you look at how much vested interest there is in maintaining the European Union, the European Central Bank wants to go on fleecing the European people. The unelected European Union commissioners want to go on with their little dictatorship. You have all of these various economies that are going to be shaken badly by a Brexit. You have the New World Order people who would look at the Brexit as triggering a dissolving of the European Union. And that's going to be a major, major setback for the globalists. So with that much motive, yeah, they'll kill one of their own just so they can wave the bloody shirt.
It's just amazing how much the media will hold back from us. Like, they won't even mention Anna Lindh. You can't get her name on TV. And it's,
no, I mean, the corporate media's job is to feed us only that information that will lead us to conclude of our own free will what we're supposed to conclude, what the propaganda is designed to produce. And remember, they just passed a law legalizing U.S. government propaganda against the American people. It used to be banned. They were doing it anyway. Now they're openly admitting it. Hi, we're the U.S. government. We're going to lie to you about everything. And if you're a loyal American, you will believe us.
The only good thing about living in a dictatorship is at least you know you're living in a dictatorship. You know not to trust anything you read or hear.
Well,
unfortunately,
you know,
in our country, people...
No, people are waking up to the fact this is a dictatorship. I mean, the Democrats saw how their votes didn't matter for Bernie Sanders. Now the GOP is going to basically flip the bird at Republican voters. We all know it's become a dictatorship. We have been disenfranchised from a government that's supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. And everybody knows it. And that's actually going to make things a lot harder for the dictatorship. They were trying to hide that. Because remember, the very best slaves are ones who are convinced that they're free.
You're right about that, but eventually people have got to catch on. They've got to the point where we do something about it rather than discuss it or wait for things to collapse.
Well, let me wade in on this. I think most people have woken up to the fact that something has gone very, very wrong with this government and economy. By doing something about it, I am still committed to finding a way towards a peaceful revolution. I do not want to see bloody fighting in the streets of the United States, because if there is one thing the U.S. federal government does know how to do very well, it's kill people. And when you have a violent revolution, all too often the wrong people get killed and crippled in these things. And I understand one may be coming. I'm hearing it from so many different sources, but I am still committed to finding a Gandhi-esque way of trying to bring this to a peaceful resolution.
Well, it could be a dissolution like the Soviet Union went through, where it was bloodless.
That's really what I'm aiming toward. We know this government and economic system are in the process of self-destructing. The smartest thing that we can do is not give them any excuse to declare a national emergency and martial law and say, oh, we're doing this for the safety of the American people, shred what's left of the Constitution and establish this new tyranny. And that's why I keep saying, stay calm, you know, get a soft drink and some popcorn and watch the show, because I do feel that ultimately the fate of the U.S. federal government matches that of the former Soviet Union, and it's going to collapse of its own rot. We're going to have about 4 months where we're really going to have to be taking care of each other to get through these hard times, because we're talking about a system that is mandating our dependency on it to keep us enslaved. Remember what I said the other day about the Declaration of Independence? We're back in that same forced dependence control mechanism that the American colonists were back in the 1770s. But it is going to come on down, and we're going to have to take care of each other, and then we'll start a new government in this land. I think we ought to go back to the original core constitution and everything up to the 13th Amendment, and add a new amendment after that. No more private central banks ever, 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 ever again.
I agree, and because you can't, it's very hard to beat people who can create money out of thin air. It's very difficult to fight
that. Well, Yeah, but remember, when they create money out of thin air, eventually the system destroys itself. Nobody had to go into the Central Bank of Zimbabwe and tear it down. They simply printed themselves into complete and utter worthlessness.
Well, I hope you're right, but I have a feeling what it's going to end up being is kind of like what happened in Tunisia when they had that spontaneous uprising. Remember when that street vendor was slapped by a police officer, and all of a sudden just the country was just ready for one thing to happen, and that was the one trigger.
We saw the same thing in Romania. Same thing in Romania. A riot at a sporting event turns into an impromptu political rally, and 2 weeks later Ceausescu's machine gunned to death on Romanian national television. It could happen just that fast here.
It'll be so fast, the globalists won't have time to even plan for it. They won't have... I know they've spent a lot of our money on contingency plans, but it's going to be so fast, they won't even have time to even communicate those.
Well, as near as I can tell, the riots going on in France caught them by surprise. Apparently, there is another civil disorder issue going on in London that the media is absolutely not reporting about. In the borough of Barker, I think it is, and there are police out there with their armor and the tear gas and everything. There's something going on, and it could be the start of the spread of the French contagion all across Europe, because this push to create a single global government has created a political climate in which we could see a single global revolution of the people of every nation throwing out their oligarchs all at the same time.
One fear I do have is I see a lot of push in the media towards royal families, and I know that they prop those up in response to if our elected system falls. That might be an alternative. People might turn to an older system for some peace.
Well,
I hope Europe doesn't fall for that.
Well, I don't agree with that because, first of all, multi-generational rulers tend to decline in quality, to put it delicately. I mean, there's one good thing about a king. He's stuck with a job. You know, he can't just hold things off and let his successor take things over here. But again, I believe that the only legitimate form of governance for any nation and its people is self-governance. And the founding fathers put chains on that central government to keep them the servant of the people, and they've managed to break free from those chains. They're simply not complying with that contract with America, the Constitution. And people are getting more and more angry about it. Taxes are going up. Obamacare premiums are going up. Cost of food and fuel is going up. Wages and salaries are being driven down. And our children are being grabbed for more wars of conquest in a vain effort to make it all work somehow.
The contract with America has been turned to a contract on America.
I like that. That's a good phrase. That's a good saying.
We're running out of money, Mike. We can't afford all this stuff.
Well, the problem is here in the United States, down in Venezuela, all across Europe, the rich aren't running out of money because, as you say, they're simply creating more money for themselves. Ordinary people are running out of money, and you can't have a functioning, working economy when all the wealth is in the pockets of just a few people at the very top. They've got amazing lives. I mean, there was this photo essay that was done about Venezuela, showing how hard it is for the Venezuelan people, and then contrasting it with his absolute luxurious lifestyles of the political and economic elites down there. And it does remind one of pre-revolutionary France. The way the royalty and the nobility were living and treating themselves and versus the people in the street, we could see a revolution start in Venezuela.
And catch and spread like wildfire.
Absolutely. It could go global because the entire globe is being oppressed by these money junkies and their lackeys in the various governments. And yeah, when it starts in one country, it is going to spread. It's going to be a contagion all over the globe.
Well, I keep my fingers crossed. Thanks, Mike, for everything you do.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. We're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break. When we come on back, we're going to be talking more about the political campaign. For some reason, we're seeing all of these articles hitting Bernie Sanders, even though ostensibly he's not the nominee. But they're still in attack mode. More when we get back. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com now.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, at this point, Hillary has been anointed the Democratic nominee. And you would think at this point they'd be backing off on Bernie Sanders. But all of a sudden, we're seeing all this media come on out trying to get him to just quit the race completely. Sanders is saying he's going to stay in it till the convention. He's sort of gambling that the FBI and Department of Justice might actually do their job. And no, I don't think they are. Meinickel is on judicial watch. And we could have a whistleblower come out of left field that could just blow this whole email server spying scandal wide, wide open and save this country. But they want Bernie Sanders out. Voice of America came on out. With a report saying that Bernie Sanders doesn't believe in democracy. There was another story out there about how Bernie Sanders remaining in the race was just costing the American taxpayer, you know, needless amounts of money for his Secret Service protection. So something is definitely going on there. Now, as you know, Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, has left. Some are saying he resigned. Others are saying Trump did the you're fired thing on him. And apparently, according to what I'm hearing, the bone of contention, if you will, was that Corey was telling Trump to back off on the Clinton scandals, to back off on how Hillary treated Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims, which didn't sound like good advice to me and apparently did not sound like good advice to Donald Trump. Well, Michelle Fields is out there gloating over the fact that Corey Lewandowski is, you know, gone and, you know, he beat me up and he, you know, tore the tags off my couch cushions and he stole socks from my dryer and the rest of it. And I think her celebration is a little premature. I mean, given that she is pro-Hillary. Because if, in fact, Roger Stone becomes the new campaign manager, they're going to uncork on Hillary. And we're already seeing a story out of TargetLiberty.com about Trump is going into major new attack mode against Hillary Clinton. And let's be honest, he has got a lot of facts to work with. And I reprised to my main page The Epic of Clinton's Mess, which is a comprehensive but by no means complete listing of all the stuff they've done. The Clinton body count. And finally, that question that I am going to continue to ask, that nobody in the corporate media or government will touch, even to ridicule the suggestion. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1996 Chinagate scandal, selling U.S. secrets for donations? So Trump has a lot of material to work with, and I invite you to grab those articles and send them out to your social media. Now, Judge Jeanine had a video where basically she has come to the conclusion that Hillary Clinton is blackmailing Barack Obama over that private email server. And she makes some very, very good points. She goes back to Hillary Clinton stating, "I will not be indicted. This is nothing. It's going to go away." And Jeanine says, "How does Hillary know that, given that Hillary refused to talk to the Inspector General, still has not talked to the FBI? How can Hillary be that sure?" Then Judge Jeanine goes on to Barack Obama, who was out there defending Hillary and saying, "Well, you know, there's classified and then there's classified, and it's, I'm sure that national security wasn't compromised." Now, given that Obama has stated publicly that he has not talked to the FBI or the Department of Justice about this case, which would be inappropriate, would be obstruction of justice, how does Obama know national security wasn't compromised? There's no way he can know that. It could have been compromised in ways that nobody has detected yet. He's trying to assert a negative, and anybody who's studied logic is going to tell you that is actually an impossibility. We got to take a break for more commercials. More about this when we come back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about this video that Judge Jeanine did. It's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And she's making some very valid points in there. You've got Hillary Clinton saying that she's sure there won't be any indictments and it's no big deal. And how can Hillary Clinton know when Hillary refused to talk to the inspector general, has not talked to the FBI? Then you have on the other side Obama, who is trying to defend her by saying that he's sure that there's nothing there. At the same time, he's saying he has not discussed this matter with the attorney general or the FBI because that would be obstruction of justice. And then a week later, he comes on out endorsing Hillary Clinton. And Judge Jeanine is reminding us all that in the dumps of Hillary Clinton's email from her private server, she sent several emails directly to Barack Obama, and he replied directly to at least two of them using Hillary Clinton's private email server. So Obama knew what was going on and did nothing about it. And Judge Jeanine is now concluding that Hillary Clinton is blackmailing Barack Obama by saying that if there is an indictment and any kind of a trial, the first witness she's going to call is going to be Barack Obama himself. Remember, the very best conspiracies are the ones that force even your own worst enemy to try and protect you out of their own self-interest. And don't forget, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have all the dirt on this government going back a quarter of a century. They know where all the dead bodies are buried. They know how they got to be dead bodies. They're literally in a position to be able to blackmail the entire United States government to get Hillary the White House. And Judge Jeanine's video is further confirmation of what I've been hearing through other sources, that Hillary is in fact threatening the entire government, that if she doesn't get the White House, she will go public on all these scandals and ruin a lot of careers, possibly bring the government itself crashing down. Let's grab some phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. If Bill Clinton's still in her bed, it might have his head in her bed, like a horse head.
Ooh, there's an image.
Hey, Mike, Trump needs to focus and send his messengers to talk about Bill Clinton and his sexual escapades and Hillary Clinton saying it's a right-wing conspiracy while Trump talks about the economy, Benghazi, and the wars. The economy is essential because people are feeling that pinch where they're saying everything's okay, Obama, which endorsed Hillary, but people, not just here, but in all of the EU, is feeling the pinch, and you got to focus on the economy. That is her Achilles heel, is the economy and the wars that she supported, I believe.
Well, yeah, I mean, looking at the speeches that are coming out right now, I mean, Hillary's gone into attack mode, insisting that Trump is going to drive down wages and salaries, and came out with a talking point that Donald Trump will bankrupt the United States the way he bankrupted his casinos, forgetting that it was the economic downturn that actually brought Trump's casinos into trouble. People didn't have money to gamble with. But Hillary understands that's her weakness, and that's why she's going into attack mode on it.
Yeah, because everybody needs to re-understand this. The EU is collectivist. The United States is collectivist. It's all one group. It's a small 0.1% people controlling the flow of money, the printing of money, the wars, all of that. And they're losing control because of the rise of nationalism, not just here, but in the EU. If you just do any basic research for 5 minutes, you'll figure that out. And that's all you need to know, because that's what's happening.
Well, I wouldn't call them collectivist. I think it's more accurate to say they're fascistic. The idea that if you make money, you get to keep it, and if you lose money, you make the people cover the losses. And we've seen that pattern repeated here in the United States with all these bailouts. We're seeing it all across Europe. It's not collectivist, it's fascistic. And fascism serves the very rich and the very powerful at the expense of everybody else. They are losing control of this system because it's all based on private central banking, which is an inherently unstable system by virtue of the fact that by design it creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt, and they are losing control of it. We're going to be in Zimbabwe territory before too much longer.
And it's just a shame the majority of people who are for Hillary just don't get it.
I don't know that they are. I don't know how many people are for Hillary. They're rigging the polls. They're rigging the elections. We know the media is on board saying whatever it's going to take to say to convince us Hillary Clinton is the winner. They're not reporting on these mile-long lines of people trying to get into Donald Trump's rallies. They're absolutely desperate to prove that they can still control the minds of America, because that's really what they sell. And if it doesn't work, they're going to have to give up those cushy million-dollar paychecks that are all paid.
By the way, that guy who tried to grab the officer's gun at the Trump rally, he overstayed his visa, and he's supposed to be from Britain. What a coincidence, Britain.
Yeah, he's an illegal immigrant.
From Britain.
Yeah, you know, and
what a coincidence.
Well, and that's something else the media didn't report on, the fact that the guy who wanted to shoot Donald Trump is an illegal immigrant. And they're not talking about that at all.
Plus, it doesn't fit their agenda. You know,
that's right. Like, it doesn't fit the agenda.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, you know, you were talking about Curry Lewandowski, why he stepped down, and Roger Stone. I think Stone has actually been the chief advisor since he supposedly stepped down early in the campaign. I think that was to make it easier for Stone to put the message. I read the book that he wrote about the Bushes, about the Bush crime family. I didn't read the one yet about Mrs. Slick Willie and Bill Clinton, but I understand that's a doozy, too, and these two families are connected. And I think, I hope you're right. I hope he's going to completely take over this campaign now, and he will, they will dive bomb Hillary into this total destruction if he does. Because I don't have any confidence also that they're going to indict. I think this guy is a, what's this guy, the head of the FBI? He's one tall pile of you-know-what, okay?
Yeah, I would agree with you. Well, and, that's the FBI's corporate culture. Here's the thing. The Bushes and the Clintons are very tightly tied together. They were both tangled up in Iran-Contra, cocaine, and gun running. And basically, they represent two dynastic ruling families in the United States handing the throne off between themselves back and forth to try and preserve the illusion that we are a democracy. But we're all seeing through that now. And, Obama was the ringer. Hillary was supposed to win in 2008, and then they were going to queue up Jeb Bush to come in after Hillary stepped down. But, you know, Obama did prove an outsider can get in back in 2008. And we need to keep that
in mind. I also
talk about
that,
Donald Trump.
And I also think that you're going to see that about the blackmailing of Obama. You're right. I think the whole government is being blackmailed. And I think a lot of it has to do with not just Benghazi, but the entire Libyan affair, the entire gun running through Turkey into Syria, the poison gas that I believe the CIA ran into to make it look like Assad did it. It's all not only she, Obama, and I believe a certain Republicans like Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and a few others, this guy Mike Rogers, I believe they're tied into this too. This is what I think is really going on. This is why you saw that the Trey Gowdy was so nice to Mrs. Slick there during the hearings that he didn't really go after her because they're all on shaky feet. But I think with Stone doing the advising and taking over that campaign, I think Trump is going to destroy this woman. I think he's going
to
obliterate
her. I certainly hope to see it here. Now, there's two other factors you need to keep in mind. One of the reasons the federal government is tiptoeing around Hillary Clinton is because if I am correct about what was really going on with that weak security private server and donations to the Clinton Foundation, exposure of a scandal that large could bring the entire government down. They all want to protect their phony baloney jobs and their sky-high paychecks and the perks and all the rest of it. So, the best conspiracy is one that has your worst enemy working to protect you. And Hillary has come up with that. The other issue we all need to keep in mind, okay, is if Hillary Clinton is elected president, she will be under the control of every foreign power that knows what she's really been doing. She is open, wide open, to blackmail on all of these various issues. Donald Trump, I mean, they've had all these people trying to find dirt on him, and so far all they can find is that he hurt the feelings of the illegal immigrants. And if he's president, he's going to do what he thinks is good for this country. He's not going to be answering late-night phone calls, you know, from somebody saying, you know, give us more money or we'll tell the world who really did 9/11.
You know what I'm also hoping? I'm hoping that Putin comes through. You know, he's got all the information. I'm hoping that he finally comes through and lets them all out, being else. Of course, maybe he wants her in there because he can easier for him to blackmail the government. But I think Putin is a better man than that. I think Putin is a guy who really got honor, and I think he'd actually like to see a guy like Trump in there, even though...
Well, of course he wants Trump in there. Putin already knows that if Hillary Clinton is elected, war between the U.S. and Russia is an inevitability. They may even start it before the election or before Trump can take the White House just to stick him with it. Donald Trump is already on record saying he wants to go back to being friends with China, wants to go back to being friends with Russia, wants to do trade, buy back and forth, peace through commerce. That's Donald Trump's stated agenda, and that fits in perfectly with what Putin wants. Putin wants to make deals. Hillary wants to make war.
But you don't think he'd figure that he's got Hillary on a string and that she couldn't do anything if he did because of what Putin has? And I'm sure they got everything. I mean, the KGB, even when they were Soviet KGB, the FSB now, so one of the best, has always been one of the best intelligence agencies in the world, and they have to have everything. They really do.
Well, he would probably have to temper that with the reaction of if Hillary becomes president, we're going to be in a new Cold War, and Putin is not going to be able to present this information anywhere where anybody's going to see it or believe it. And so, he could very well trigger an attack by Hillary just to protect herself. She might start a nuclear war.
Well, the first bomb hopefully would go right on the White House then, the first nuke.
Well, I'd kind of like to see the place someday, even though there's very little of the original. And the government has all their bunkers all over the place. They got Mount Weather. They reactivated the Greenbrier. Hitting Washington, D.C. wouldn't really do much of anything except blow up a lot of really world-class museums.
Well, you got a point there, I guess. But anyway, but hopefully he's going to let it out before. Hopefully it will be the coup de grace on her. Because I'm sure he's got everything he needs on this woman, you know? Because, like I said, the KGB and then now the FSB, some of the finest intelligence agencies in the world. And right now, Russia is a very, they've got people that love their country working for them now. Not like these clowns like a Coney with the FBI who just wants to keep his job and couldn't care less about justice other than shooting ranchers there and ambushes there in Oregon, you know. That's about the only thing they're good for. They can't.
Well, There's another factor, and it goes back to what I said about how the corporate media won't even address the issue of Hillary potentially selling secrets through that email server of hers. You know, what Putin could have absolute ironclad evidence that Hillary Clinton is guilty. The American corporate media would never, ever dare touch it. They are that controlled by corporate and political interests. There's absolutely no honest reporting left in the corporate media.
Yeah, but there's people that would let it out. I mean, including you, Alex Jones, a few others. I mean, that's John D. Wells. You know, you'd be surprised that if stuff gets out. You know, if they couldn't just keep it. Breitbart, too. Breitbart would let it out. And Breitbart is, like, they're borderline, mainstream media and office media. And they would let it out.
Well, I certainly would. I mean, anonymity is guaranteed. If you've got the evidence that, Hillary sold out her country, send it on in and I will make it public. All right. Well, Mark, listen, thank you. I'm going to let you go. The phone lines are filling up here and we're going to switch to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Again, about Hillary. And I absolutely agree with everybody from the very beginning. Obama and Judge Jeanine was never going to allow the email thing to come out because it would absolutely make him as culpable, if for nothing else from incompetence, but maybe more. But he would go down too. However, the way to get her, I think, is if you separate her protector, which is the executive, the FBI, the CIA, all the people, the Justice Department, who are acting under Obama's bidding to protect her, and that's the Clinton Foundation. Obama should not be in any way, susceptible to being taken down by the Clinton Foundation. And maybe without her protector, maybe we can get her that way.
I don't think Hillary has just one protector, again, because she's in a position to blackmail the entire government. If Obama got disconnected from the system, there are others who are going to step on in and protect Hillary Clinton, not because they love Hillary Clinton, but because they want to go on being in the government and, being in the Congress and having hot and cold running interns to play with and all this other stuff that's been going on.
Yeah, but Mike, it's pretty clear that that Obama is doing everything he can to halt the investigation or making sure it goes nowhere.
If anybody's got factual information confirming that, a memo, something in writing under his signature, that's obstruction of justice and that's an impeachable offense.
Well, yeah, but it maybe he's more open to it if there was a scandal that he wasn't involved with, that we can bring her down, thus the Clinton Foundation. But anyways, let's hope that somebody gets her because she is a freaking disaster.
She will set the world on fire. And I think if she steals the White House, it's not going to be enough for her. When you hear her giving speeches about, you know, America's place in the world, she wants to be, when they get the New World Order, she wants to be the first empress.
I agree. Absolutely.
All right, well, listen.
I have a question.
Real quick.
The guy, what's the latest on the guy who was arrested or who turned himself in Santa Monica on that Orlando thing?
Well, the FBI took over the investigation, and nothing else is being allowed out about it. It's gone into a black hole. Gone into room 101. We got to let you go here. Got to take a commercial break. Got another caller waiting as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones. Etheric Dave, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. You were talking about the collapse, and hopefully we will have a Soviet Union-type collapse. But one way or the other, this government is going down with this corrupt system, and we will be on our own to take care of ourselves. And one of the things we're going to need to take care of is a way to communicate with one another, because we certainly cannot trust this grid. This government has been engaging in divide and conquer, and the last thing they're going to want while they're trying to fight a revolution or whatever is us talking to each other. To that end, this weekend is Amateur Radio Field Day. Every club in the United States is putting on their off-grid stations out there and exhibiting them to the public. So just go into your search engine and look for Field Day in your local clubs and go meet those people. Even if you don't want to get involved in the hobby yourself, it would be a good idea to know whose door you need to knock on to find out what the heck is going on when we don't have any more internet or cell phones or anything like that, when we're in utter collapse. And that's really all I got. Good to be here. Though,
well, thank you very much. And of course, anybody who's ever been involved in radio or amateur radio understands when natural disasters hit and the regular corporate communication systems fail, the amateur radio operators are generally the only lines of communication in and out of an area. And if you don't want to have a license to broadcast, shortwave radios that cover the ham bands are very easy to get, and you should have one in your survival kit, one that supports upper and lower sideband, so that you can hear more of these broadcasts. The AM-only ones are very, very limited, so that's a feature you need to look for, upper and lower sidebands, or single sideband, SSB. And just have it as a receiver, and you can tune around and find out what's really going on. And it is a very powerful means of communication in the days before the internet. That was a major form of communication that was outside the government's control. The only thing they could try and do was, you know, jam communications with their military jammers, but they can't cover the entire country all at once.
Yeah, and they can't cover all the bands at once, too. And we have lots of local VHF and UHF stuff. So the people in the clubs will know the scanner frequencies that you can plug into. A lot of these people are first responders as well. So when you have things like Orlando going on, you're going to know people that are a little bit more in the know of what's going on with the local stuff. So anyway, I just want to throw that out there. Hey, appreciate all you're doing, Mike. Stay safe, stay free, and all the rest, and I'll let you go.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and it is good advice. And, yeah, I'm old enough to remember in the days before the internet here, and I was very big into radio. I actually built my first crystal set around a Quaker oatmeal box. I actually still have that as a decoration. And then I'm old enough to remember the joys of Heathkit, and I built a shortwave radio from Heathkit that I had for a lot of years, and now, of course, I have some more modern equipment here. These days, getting a ham radio license is a lot easier. They have given up the requirement for Morse code, although it's still a good thing to know. So, yeah, if you're in need of a new hobby, ham radio is a good one to be getting into right now. Got to take a break for our top-of-the-hour station identification, and we'll be back after these few words.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.